Grace to you and peace. God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is both the gospel and the first lesson. They both speak to the same thing. One abuses more words than the other, expands on the idea a little bit more, but they're both heading in the same direction. Jesus is just about to die. It's within days or hours at this point. And he has decided that he will finish his time with his disciples by eating Passover. The Passover to the Jews was an annual thing. It still is today. I talk to some guys on the radio every day, and one of them's a Jewish fellow from Boston. And somebody asked him, what's Passover? He says, we eat matzo balls for 10 days. That's all he said. But I figured he knew a lot more about it than I did. But they were curious. You know, they knew he was Jewish and they knew it was Passover. So what is the Passover? And why is it commanded to the Jews to always remember these particular days? Much of what goes on in the Jewish nation's history, it's all built on the fact that God at one time or another made it possible not only for them to survive, but actually to flourish. One of the big things he did, obviously, was to get them out of Egypt when they were about to get hung out to dry. Remember what God did to get them loose. He did all kinds of lovely plagues, all kinds of things that they didn't want to see, and he held one back. He said, I got one in the end. It's going to get you run out of town. Be ready to go. And that's what was going to kill the firstborn of all their children, their animals, and all the people that they had. And so it would have killed the firstborn of the Jews, except God took an act, and he did something. And he had the angel of death find the blood of a lamb, because lambs were considered to be relatively spotless, and they pretty much are. I mean, they're not like us, which have lots of spots and certainly are not sinless. So they sacrificed a lamb. And the angel of death dipped his finger in this dish. And he went from place to place and he placed blood on the lintel, the top part of the door frame of the Jews' houses. So that when this angel of death came to deliver the 10th plague, the killing of all the young ones, he would look down, see the blood, and pass over. So that's why they remember this, that God decided to do this thing. He decided to pass over those people and give them a chance to get out of town. But he also told them, there are some things that are going to happen, and when this happens, you better be ready. And one of the things you're not going to have time to do is raise bread. Now, I don't know how many of you make bread anymore. It used to be a very common thing. My grandmother used to do it every Saturday, and I managed to get down there every Saturday morning and get a chunk of that nice, warm bread. And she didn't use margarine. She used butter, which we didn't have, which was even better. But it always rose. Well, a number of years ago, when things were tight, I tried making my own bread. You see, the bricks out here this building was built with, that's about how far it raised, and that's about what it looked like. I did put yeast in it, but I probably killed it when I did it. It didn't rise at all. But the Jews were told, don't bother putting yeast in your bread. You're not going to have time for it to rise. Because when I give you the signal, you eat your stuff in haste and you run. Because you're going to run ahead of the Egyptians and they're going to be right behind you. And they're going to get you if they can. I'll do the best I can to protect you. But you're not going to be able to lollygag around and worry about how you bake your bread. You're going to have to take it without yeast, which means it's going to be crackers. Not going to be much to it. It'll be better than these wafers we have, which are more like plastic poker chips. It'll just be crackers, you know, flat, no raise. But grab it and run, because the time's going to come very soon thereafter that they're going to come after you. So God institutes for them the memory of this thing, as he does other things with the Jews, which are history, which he uses to teach them with their own history what he does, what he's doing. So Jesus is eating this Passover with his disciples. He knows what's going to happen to him in very, very short time. In very short time, he's going to be denounced by his own disciples. He's going to be tried. He's going to be flogged. He's going to be spit on, and then he's going to be crucified. That's tomorrow's thing, so we won't go into that today. One day at a time. But thinking of that, it's time for Passover. It's time to remember that God cares and God takes care of us. So he sends his disciples in to find a place to eat Passover. And they find this house with a big room up top, and they can all gather together. And he's going through the Passover ritual, which has a number of parts, which I've seen parts of, I don't know them. Some places over the years, just for information, I think, used to do Passover seders, or they'd attempt to. And it's a combination of certain passages, certain people ask certain questions, certain foods are eaten, certain foods aren't eaten, and they're eaten in a certain sequence. And they're all done together in a relatively short period of time. And it's basically a family thing. And the family, the greater family of the Jews, are about Passover, and Passover is about them. So Jesus, being a good Jew, and understanding that it's that time again, he decided that it was time to eat Passover with his disciples. So he's going through the cycle of the food that's eaten, the prayers that are said, the hymns that are sung. Then all of a sudden he breaks out of this Passover routine, and he does this thing by taking bread and says, "Take and eat. This is my body." And I think they looked at him as maybe he had a little too much wine. You know, what does he mean, "This is my body"? He said, "I'm looking at your body, and that bread don't look like your body, but this is my body. Take and eat. This is given for the forgiveness of your sins." Because he knew what was going to happen in the next couple of days. They didn't. And then he takes wine. "This is my blood." What do you mean it's your blood? It's a cup of wine. "This is my blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in the remembrance of me." So we come down here 2,000 years later, and at least once a year we have this service where we really think about nothing else other than the fact that out of the Passover that he ate with his disciples came the sacrament of the altar as we know it. Came this celebration of bread and wine, body and blood, forgiveness of sins. And so we continue to do it. Yeah, the bread doesn't look like any bread you ever made. And the wine comes out of the jug in the refrigerator. And that's something. Sometimes on a Sunday morning when my head's not on quite straight and I get a shot of that wine, I think my head's going to come right off. But it is really potent stuff. But I think that makes sense, too. It makes you think about what it is. If it was nice, soft, sweet stuff, I don't think you'd think so much about what it is. It's the blood of Jesus Christ shed for the forgiveness of our sin. You have to understand the Jewish understanding of forgiveness demands somebody pay. And in their setup, they use clean animals. And what they use out of the animal, not the meat, not the hide, they use the blood. Because the blood is what determines whether the animal's still alive or not. The blood is the life force of the animal. So they bleed, they kill the animal, they bleed it, and the blood, as it said, was thrown on the altar and thrown on the people for the forgiveness of sins, because blood had to be shed. Now he's saying to his disciples, "Look at this cup. This cup you will eventually see as my blood, because it's going to be shed. In the next 24, 48 hours, I'm going to die on the cross. And you're going to see me do it. And you're going to know why I did it. And this is to remind you that when you do this from now on, and you will, you do this remembering what I did for you. Remembering why I did it, remembering when I did it, remembering what I did. Take and eat. This is the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given and shed for the forgiveness of all our sins. Go in peace with joy. Amen.